السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله. My dear brothers and elders, we should once again thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with the opportunity to see this beautiful day of Jumu'ah, the greatest and most virtuous day of the week. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said in a hadith: الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات ما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. The five salas, one Jumu'ah to the next and one Ramadan to the next, is a means for the expiation of one's sins as long as he stays away from the major sins. We should therefore be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this great bounty, wherein we are once again able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst the greatest bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us is the revelation of the Holy Quran, the last and the final divine book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to this world, which has abrogated every other book which was revealed before it. That book which is called Al-Furqan, the differentiator between good and evil, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. It is that which is regarded as the greatest form of dhikr. It is such that it is easily recited in a beautiful and melodious voice. It is not difficult upon the tongue, and it creates a desire within a person to continue to recite more and more. This is one of the greatest miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know that all the other divine books that were sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were, at some point or another, adulterated by those who wanted to follow their base desires. This book is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has taken the responsibility of looking after this holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun." Verily, we have revealed the holy Quran, and verily, we shall protect it. Therefore, this is the only book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will remain unchanged right up until the day of Qiyamah. This is the living miracle of the Nubuwa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right up until this very day and age. Very simply, the Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we worship and whom we love. Those who have experienced love will understand how much worth and value the writings and the words of the beloved holds in the eyes of the lover. If we have to visualize the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us, then by reciting his kalam, our hearts will rage and burn with the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the master of masters, the most compassionate towards his makhluq, towards his creation. This Quran, therefore, ought to be read in a manner in which it was revealed, in a manner befitting the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one has to go to the king and read out a royal edict, how much respect and how much honor will he not show when reading it out? He will make sure that he reads every letter clearly and correctly, so as to not be unclear. In the same way, one has to recite the Holy Quran clearly, pronouncing every single letter from its makhraj, from its place of origin, and with all of its sifat, with all of its qualities. If one is unable to do so, then he should make an effort towards achieving this. We should approach the imams of the masajid or any reputable qari of the Holy Quran and ask him to help us correct our recitation of the Quran, because this is extremely important, my beloved brothers. The recitation of the Holy Quran holds great rewards. For every letter a person recites, he will most definitely be rewarded. And forget getting just one reward for every letter. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated in a hadith that one will get the minimum reward of 10 hasanat per letter. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, he may grant a person however much more he desires. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam once came to us while we were sitting on the platform of Suffa. He then said, "Who amongst you would like to go to the marketplaces of Buthan or Aqiq every day and return with the two of its finest camels without committing any sin or severing any family ties?" We replied that, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would all love to do this." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Going to the masjid and learning or reciting two verses of the Holy Quran is better for him than two camels. Three verses are better than three camels. Four verses are better than four camels. And a few verses are better than many camels," and so on. Look at this brilliant illustration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He explained to the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een that even one verse of recitation of the Holy Quran holds more weight than the most prized possession of that time, which was the camels. Because the reward of the recitation of the Holy Quran is everlasting. Even if one were to acquire all of the wealth stored within the heavens and the earth, one verse would still be more weighty and virtuous than all of these things. Because each and every single worldly possession will one day have to forcibly be separated from man by means of his death. If not today, then definitely tomorrow. There is no one in this world that can claim that he is going to live forever, because death is a reality. And every single sane person knows that when we die, we are put in the ground alone, leaving behind every single possession of ours for our heirs, except for our a'mali saliha, except for our good deeds, which will come with us in the grave. The recitation of the Holy Quran will remain with a person forever. So that is why even the recitation of one verse, one ayah, is better than any type of wealth contained in this world. Even more reward has been stipulated for one who memorizes the Holy Quran. The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that not only will He grant the memorizer such a great reward, but He has promised a great reward for the parents of the one who memorizes the Holy Quran. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith, "Man qara'a al-Qur'ana wa 'amila biha bima fiha, ulbisa walidahu tajan yawm al-qiyamah, daw'uhu ahsanu min daw'i ash-shams fi buyut ad-dunya, law kanat fikum fama dhannukum billadhi 'amila bihadha." Whoever will recite the Holy Quran and practice upon what it contains, his parents will be made to wear such a crown on the day of Qiyamah, the light of which will outshine the light of the sun. Had it been in the houses of this world, if it were being kept with you. So what do you think upon that person who actually practices upon the Holy Quran's teachings himself? So imagine the great reward that will be given to one's parents merely because they were the means of that person coming into this world or because they were responsible for his education, or they motivated him to memorize the Holy Quran and supported him and assisted him. If one himself has to practice upon the Holy Quran and recite it, how great will his reward not be? In another hadith, it is mentioned that the person who recites the Holy Quran will be made to wear a crown made from divine light, and his parents will be made to wear two such garments which are more valuable than the entire earth. Then they will ask, O Allah, through what actions have we been granted these garments and these clothings? The reply will be given, through your child's recitation of the Holy Quran. And yet another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever will teach his child to read the Quran, Allah will forgive all his past and future sins. And whoever will make his child memorize the Quran will be raised on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining brighter than the 14th full moon. His son will then be told to recite. With every verse that he recites, his parents will ascend and increase a stage in Jannah, and will continue to do so until he recites the entire Holy Quran. Therefore, honorable brothers and honorable elders, it is extremely important to learn to recite the Quran ourselves. And if our parents have passed away and we did not serve them in the way that they deserve to be served, then this is an easy way to repay them for the difficulties that they had to endure to bring us into this world. Due to our recitation of the Quran, inshallah, they will be afforded these great merits on the day of Qiyamah. Secondly, each and every single person knows about investments. We all know about business, where one invests his money so that in the future he may get a good return. What better place to invest for than the Akhirah, when the returns one shall receive will be everlasting? If we ourselves are old or at such an age where it is difficult to memorize the Holy Quran ourselves, then at least we should teach it to our children and make them memorize it, and thereafter practice upon it. And this could then be a means of salvation for ourselves on the day of Qiyamah. Our pious predecessors were such that they were constantly busy with the recitation of the Holy Quran. Some were such that they would recite the whole Holy Quran of the entire Quran in a single day. On some occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een would spend the entire night absorbed in the holy recitation of the Holy Quran in their salah. It is narrated that Uthman radiyallahu anhu would complete the whole Quran in one raka'ah of his witr salah. Similarly, Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu anhu would also complete the entire Quran in one night. Further down the annals of history, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, would complete the recitation of the entire Quran daily, and in the month of the holy month of Ramadan, they would recite the entire Quran 61 times. This is twice daily, plus one khatam of the Holy Quran during the Taraweeh prayer. We should therefore, my beloved brothers, strive to recite as much of the Holy Quran as possible. According to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, it is the right of the Holy Quran that if a person is a hafiz of the Quran, he should recite at least 3 juz of the Quran daily. And if he is not a hafiz of the Quran, then he should recite at least 1 juz of the Quran daily. Hazrat Thabit Banani, rahimahullah, he had once said, I have strived for 20 years to learn the Holy Quran and I have not become tired of learning it. There's one story about a grandfather who used to live in America in a place called Kentucky. Not the Kentucky Fried Chicken place, but the place where it originated from. The grandfather, who originally had come from Palestine, he was extremely fluent in Arabic, and he could read it and understand it very well. This grandfather, he had great love for the Holy Quran, and he used to recite it every single night. He used to recite the Holy Quran in a very soft voice. However, one day, his grandson, he heard him reciting the Holy Quran. And this young grandson of his, He also gained the zeal and the enthusiasm to recite the Holy Quran as well, just as his grandfather was doing. But no matter how much he tried, he somehow found it very difficult to continue reciting properly. He would become tired often, he would complain of headaches, and he would say that, "I can't find the pleasure in continue to recite it." One day he said to his grandfather, that no matter how much I try, I cannot recite the Holy Quran with the same rhythm and the same fluency and as much zeal as you do. He even told his grandfather that he could not understand what was written, and he was not well versed in Arabic, in the Arabic language. The young boy even said that when he had read something, he would forget it easily. When he memorized something, he would forget it very easily. He questioned that what is the use of reciting something and learning something that which I cannot understand or nor can I comprehend. The grandfather realized that I can't explain to my grandson in just some simple words. It won't be enough. So then he used his wisdom. Our elder generation, they always had great hikmah. So he used his wisdom to explain the matter to his grandson. He therefore handed the young boy a basket which was made of straw, which they normally used to carry coal inside. He then told him to bring fresh water from the stream. The boy excitedly went to the stream to fetch the water. But whenever he returned to his grandfather, the basket was empty due to the holes that were found between the straws. The grandfather told the boy to try again, but he needed to be faster this time. The boy again repeated the action, trying to be quicker, but still he could not seem to return with any water in the basket to his grandfather. The boy eventually gave up and told his grandfather that it was impossible to bring any water in this basket. The grandfather, however, told him, "Still keep trying, try a little bit harder." The boy listened to his grandfather and again repeated the process, even though he knew that he would not be able to return with any water. He then told his grandfather that it was useless trying again and again. He would never be able to return with any water due to the holes that were found within the basket. When the boy became completely helpless and he gave up, the grandfather then told the boy that the work he had done was not useless, and that he should take a moment and look into the basket which he used to try and bring the water in. And to his utter amazement, when the boy looked into the basket, he immediately saw some difference. The basket, which was previously dirty and stained with the black marks and leftover powder of the coal, was now much more cleaner. The boy could actually see the original brown color of the straw, which was made up of the basket. And the basket even smelled better than it smelled before. Upon this, the grandfather smiled at the young boy and told him that this is what happens to our hearts when we recite the Holy Quran. The grandfather said that even though we might not understand the meaning of what is written in the Quran, just mere recitation of the Quran will purify the heart from dirt and impurities. Therefore, my beloved brothers and elders, the message today is that no matter what our ages might be, no matter what social background we might come from, no matter what occupation or job we might have, whether we understand Arabic or we don't understand it, we have to make an effort to recite the Quran daily. Of course, the highest stage will be to read the Quran with its correct rites and to understand what is being recited. But if not, this should not be an excuse for us to leave the Quran. Thus, there must not be a single day that goes by in our life that we do not pick up the Holy Quran and recite the Holy Quran. This is the direct speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down via the agency of Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salam directly upon the blessed heart of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must understand that there is nothing purer than what we can recite in the Holy Quran. As we said earlier, the ideal is that if a person is a hafiz of the Quran, he should recite 3 juz of the Quran every day, meaning that he will complete a full round of the Holy Quran every 10 days. And if one is not a hafiz of the Qur'an, then he should at least recite one juz of the Holy Qur'an daily, meaning that within 30 days, he will complete a full recitation of the Qur'an. However, if for some reason we are unable to do this, then let us not be despondent. Let us start from somewhere, even if it means reciting one ayah a day. This is better than nothing. How many months have passed from the previous Ramadan where we have failed to even pick up the Qur'an? Nearly 9 months, 10 months have passed since last Ramadan. How many of us have completed a full recital of the Qur'an in these last 9 or 10 months? If we are unable to recite the Holy Qur'an, then we must approach the imams of the masajid, approach your local ulama, find somebody who is well-versed in the Holy Qur'an, and ask them to help you in fixing your own recital. My beloved brothers, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they would prepare for the holy month of Ramadan months in advance. We are just a few short months away from the holy month of Ramadan, in that we are in the holy month of Rajab. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make a dua in the holy month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. That, oh Allah, grant us blessings in the holy month of Rajab and Sha'ban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us all to reach the holy and blessed month of Ramadan. We make this dua that once again we can see the holy month of Ramadan, take from its fruits and experience its benefits. We must start preparing ourselves from now. Thus, we must start building our connection with the Holy Quran from now, so that when the holy month of Ramadan comes, we can easily recite a lot of Quran within that month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the ability to act upon the advices that have been mentioned today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every single one of us here the ability to act upon the advices that have been mentioned today. And also to encourage our family members to begin reciting the Holy Quran at home. Create an environment at home so that our women folk, the children at home, they pick up the blessed Quran and they recite it, and it becomes a part of their daily habits. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon this. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح Allah.